You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
All right, good morning, Asbury. My name is Dave Wong, and I'm a third-year member of the Alumni Board. It's great to be here with you, and I come from Dallas, Texas. So it really is a privilege and honor for me to introduce this morning's chapel speaker, Tiffany Walsh Hassler. She is this year's Alumni Board President. Tiff Hassler is a story developer, film producer, and editor based in Nashville, Tennessee. She graduated from Asbury in 2008 with a BA in psychology. After Asbury, she completed her master's in higher education at the Florida State University and spent the first 5 years of her professional career advising students, as well as programming and coordinating major events on college and university campuses. Her experience as an event planner for world-renowned artists made for an easy transition into film. She started working as a film producer in 2012, collaborating on feature narratives and documentaries, commercials, and short films. She produced the award-winning feature film Homeless, which took home the Grand Jury Prize at Dances with Films in 2015, and was screened at over a dozen festivals across the country before going on to being screened internationally in the UK, the Czech Republic, Estonia, and Poland. In 2015, Tiff and her husband Clay, who is also an Asbury grad from 2008, started Wet Paint, a motion picture film company and creative collective. Tiff and Clay are currently based in Nashville, Tennessee, and have a sweet four-year-old little boy named Harry. As a family, they travel across the country for film production. Their work often focuses on issues surrounding youth and social justice. We now want to welcome Tiff to the stage, and we look forward to what the Lord has to say to us through her words.
Hello. So happy to be here today with you all. My name is Tiff Hassler, and I am the Alumni Board President. And I, along with the rest of the Alumni Board, we're so happy to be here today with you all. We love this university, and we're always inspired and encouraged when we are back on campus. To let you know a little bit more about us, we are 25, maybe 27. I was looking at us today, and I was like, I think that might be wrong. 25 to 28 alumni, we're gonna go with that, who vary in class year, geographic locations, occupation, gender, and backgrounds to represent the many Asbury University alumni nationwide. We officially serve as Asbury University, we officially serve as ambassadors to the alumni base for Asbury University and as a sounding board between Asbury and the alumni community. However, I would say from my years serving on the board, we also serve to pray. Pray for the Asbury alumni, the university, the staff, the faculty, the leadership, and most importantly, each of you. One of our favorite parts of the alumni board meetings is getting the opportunity to meet many of you. You are an impressive student body, and I hope you know that. I'd like to think that the alumni board thought that of me and my graduating class of 2008, but I will say, although we certainly faced our own set of challenges and uncertainties economically, we had a massive recession as we graduated. Socially, Facebook started when I was a freshman, sophomore, so that was interesting. Relationally and somewhat politically, nothing like today, you guys have really come up against some serious challenges that make 2008 look like the good old days. And you have conquered these challenges while inviting God into your story, and that is truly incredible. I know there are many alumni that would agree with me in saying, the way your faith has encouraged us as alumni brings about sentiments similar to what Paul wrote to the Philippians. And he said, I thank God every time I remember you and all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So, I have been praying and preparing to speak today about trusting God in life's many transitions, and I have been working through the details of what to include for the last few months. Then, a couple nights ago, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was pretty overwhelmed with a pretty big transition in my own life and what my family and I are walking through right now. So I will fill you a little bit more in those details later. But after feeling overwhelmed from about 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., the realization hit me that I had been writing and praying over speaking about trusting God during life's transitions for several months, and here I am leaning on Google and Reddit threads in the middle of the night instead of trusting in God. So at that moment, I leaned into the message I've been preparing, and I decided to focus on the ways God has been faithful to me and my family over the years. And as I ran through all the ways he's been faithful, I found deep peace, and I felt that God was asking me to be more personal with you and share my story with you. So, just let you ponder that for a minute. That might happen again, because it is just a lot of words to say. Okay. The intro, though, when I wrote that, that's true. Everything I said about you all is true, and that did not change. And that, I will just say, writing that gave me inspiration and encouragement to talk up here today, and that is you guys. So just let that stand. Okay, so much of life is lived in transition. So how does the Bible speak into these seasons of life that we are all at in one point or another? How do we find hope on the hard days of transition and in the expectant days of what is to come? How do we fix our eyes on Jesus in the midst of change and uncertainty? I am not an expert on this, but I have definitely experienced a lot of transition and change in my life and can share some insight from a 15-year-ish post-college perspective. Change. It's a word that can spark excitement or dread, sometimes both at the same time. Transitions are a natural part of life, but let's be honest, they can be disruptive. As college students, you've already experienced a significant change in leaving your home to come here, and I remember that well. Change can somehow be both exciting and so overwhelming and scary. Isaiah 48:10 says, "I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction." Oftentimes, we don't know what we are capable of, but God does. He sees us and he knows us better than we know ourselves. And God uses changes and transitions as an opportunity to stretch, refine, and strengthen us. The summer after I graduated from college here, I married my best friend and we immediately moved to Tallahassee, Florida to start graduate school. My husband started his program in the film school and I started my program in higher education. The first welcome event at the film school was the day after we arrived, and as we were walking into the film school for the first time, the dean looked at me and said, "Say goodbye to your husband because you will not see him for the next 2 years." And just to be clear, he was not joking. our dads had helped us move all of our belongings to Florida, and that was the day that they also went back to Indiana. And Clay, my husband, and I were left to enjoy our first dinner, tomato soup and grilled cheese, alone. I remember trying to be so brave and strong as we sat down to eat in our quiet little apartment and feeling an overwhelming sense of fear and loneliness. We looked at each other, and before we even took a bite of dinner, quiet tears rolled down our cheeks. It was a very vulnerable and lonely moment. But from that moment on, we were in it together, for better or worse. Not long after this, it was clear to me that the dean was not kidding, and that I truly was not going to see Clay. He was in class or on set from 8 a.m. to 9 or 10 at night every day. In contrast, I had mostly night classes and a graduate assistantship during the day that was quite flexible. So although at this point I had zero interest and no knowledge about films or filmmaking, I decided to spend my extra time volunteering as a PA on student sets so that I could still see Clay. This is where I got a crash course in filmmaking, and I joked that I received a film degree by association. I had no idea that I would become a film producer with the opportunity to share stories of justice and hope within the next 5 years, and that this lonely and difficult time would become significant to my career, but God did. Fast forward a few years. Clay and I had been living in North Carolina working in higher education for several years. We decided to move to Nashville due to an untimely end to our rental lease, which in retrospect was clearly God closing a door and opening another. We moved to Nashville with about 1 month of savings in our bank account, hoping that we would find jobs right away. The first month of our move, we had an old contact reach out to see if we could do a company video for them. We agreed, and the budget was just enough to get us through one more month. Then the next month, another small job came through, and that one paid for one more month. This happened month after month until we realized we had not applied for one full-time job in Nashville and had been living month to month for over a year. And to top it off, we never had to touch our 1 month of savings. It just stayed there. Didn't get any bigger either, but it stayed there. And when I think about this time, I realize this was manna. This was manna from the Lord. Not too much, not too little. Just the right amount for us to keep on the path God had us on, which was the beginning of our production company and path as filmmakers. I'm gonna do that thing again. I don't know if other people like look forward when they drink water, but I don't. Okay. A few years after we moved to Nashville, we decided to start the process of growing our family. I didn't know much about infertility at the time, but after 5 years of consultations, doctor visits, and procedures, we realized that the Lord was leading us in a different direction, and he placed adoption on our hearts. At this point, we were not in a place to financially jump right in, but we trusted that this was the next step for us and began to explore options for loans and grants within the adoption world. Within a month of deciding we wanted to pursue adoption, we had a past client reach out to us and ask if we could do a small edit project for her company. It was a very simple video, and it was just an edit, no on-site filming. And so we priced it at a pretty meager $1,000. She accepted the rate and then followed up with us a few days later and said she actually needed us to do 40 of these videos over the next 2 months. This covered the entirety of our first adoption. And about 9 months later, we added a beautiful baby boy to our family. God was providing for us in a way that was tangible and real. But in the hard moments, like infertility, it was hard to see God's plan and truth. But when I was able to reflect and focus on the past, I was able to see clearly how all the dots connected and how God's timing was not only perfect, but also how he was transforming and growing me through this process. Okay, so now fast forward another few years, and we decided to start the process of adding to our family again via adoption. We were blessed with a beautiful little girl last April. However, for reasons that were beyond our control, we only had her for 4.5 months before she returned to Mississippi. This was devastating for our family. I felt like the heartbreak I was experiencing was going to break me. It was the most difficult season my family has ever had to walk through. We experienced deep loss and heartache, and our prayers were not answered the way we wanted or hoped. Even more so, it felt like evil was winning. And it was hard, and it was disheartening. But God was there, and he brought peace that surpassed understanding. During this time, I was reminded of the verse in Isaiah 9 that says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called," dramatic pause, "Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Jesus has filled many roles in my life, but I had not experienced Jesus as the Wonderful Counselor until this heartbreaking season. Christ's position as our Wonderful Counselor means we can trust him to listen to our problems and guide us in the right direction. The best example to follow is always Jesus. Dennis Kinlaw, we love, wrote in This Day with the Master, "We must learn from Jesus what our attitude should be when life becomes painful. One of earnest prayer to the Father who is in heaven. We must not try to stand in our own strength. Rather, we must learn new dependence on him. The person who will depend on God in times of trial and pain is the person whom God will be able to use." He goes on to say, "Thank God for trouble. It will drive us to him." That is a difficult proclamation to hear when in a painful transition. But oh, how true it is. God is close to the brokenhearted. And he drew me and my family close to him. No matter how great our despair, prayer is big enough to fill us with the realization of his presence like nothing else can. Romans 5 says, "Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." We still ache for our little girl, but we do not stop trusting that the Lord is faithful and that his plan is good. We don't know where her story will go, but we know that she is loved by God and that she is where the Lord needs her to be. Okay, and now we're going to do one more fast forward to share with you what was keeping me awake a couple nights ago. So, we are just beginning to feel ready to add to our family again, and had connected with our agency to move forward with another adoption. But little did we know, God had a different plan for us. After 16 years of marriage and 10 years of unexplained infertility, we recently found out that we are expecting. Thank you. So this came as a complete shock, and it was not planned, nor was it our prayer. Apparently, family have said they put a lot of prayers over us, but we didn't know that. We were not looking for that. We went to the doctor for our first ultrasound and found out that not only are we pregnant, but we are pregnant with twins. So in addition, the doctor shared our expected due date with us, and we are scheduled to have identical twin girls 1 year, almost the day that we lost our first little girl. We are overjoyed by the news, but it does not erase the pain, and we are learning now how sorrow and celebration can coexist in a heart authentically. Sorrow allows our hearts to be more tender and allows for growth, trust, and peace to intercede. And celebration allows our hearts to recognize what is beautiful in life and to keep going. Life is full of transitions, surprises, and very shocking moments. And even after trusting the Lord, most of my life, I still need to be reminded, especially at 2 a.m., to rely on God and not just on Google. He is always good, He is trustworthy, and He is always faithful. In closing, I have been reading the devotional, Seeing Beautiful Again, by Lisa Turquist. And in it she says, cry out that our hard time be a holy time, a close to God time. We all face hard moments, and my prayer is that you will know God in those moments and let Him be your strength. We are very excited for you all to join the alumni base when you graduate from Asbury or leave Asbury, and want you to know that there is an extensive network of alums across the globe ready to welcome you to life after Asbury with friendship, church, connections, job opportunities, fellowship, and support in both the ups and the downs of life. You are loved, Asbury.